Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined today by Lena Nealon, who is the executive director for Girls on the Run of the Triangle. GOTRTriangle.org is their website. Lena, thank you so much for being here in the studio today. How are you?
So great to be here. I'm doing great, Aaron.
So
thanks.
Tell us about Girls on the Run. You've been executive director for 6 months now.
6 months, yeah. Yep.
How's it
pretty
going?
Brand new. I love it.
Yeah.
Couldn't be happier.
Cool.
Yeah, so Girls on the Run is a truly transformative program. It's a character development and leadership program for girls in third through eighth grade. And we build girls' confidence, leadership skills, and health through a very researched but very fun curriculum that creatively integrates running.
So where is it? Where do people go?
So Girls on the Run is actually a national program.
Okay.
Girls on the Run of the Triangle programs all over the Triangle. So we're in Orange, Wake, Durham, and Chatham counties. And right now we're mostly operating at schools, but are constantly looking for community partners to program because it's not linked to a particular school necessarily, though that's where most of our programs are.
So what does it entail for someone who joins? What happens with the program?
So again, it's an incredibly fun program, girls third through eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
They join, it's for 10 weeks in the fall and 10 weeks in the spring. And volunteer coaches that we train lead girls through this fun curriculum twice a week. And they're focusing on all kinds of aspects, building up their life skills, their confidence levels. The girls really focus on how they're developing their own identity, how they're recognizing and celebrating diversity, but also connectedness among their peers and adults. And they're recognizing and putting into practice giving back to the community. And that's one of the aspects of the program. Towards the end, they design a community service project and then run a celebratory 5K.
Awesome. So what have been some of the service projects?
So a lot of the girls choose to help out pets in need, and we'll collect materials to go take to local shelters. Other girls have written letters and stories to children at children's hospitals. Others have chosen to create care packages for law enforcement, firefighters. So a really broad range. Some will plant gardens in the schools. So really what the girls themselves decide how they want to give back.
Awesome. So we're speaking with Lena Nealon, who is the executive director of Girls on the Run of the Triangle. Again, GOTRTriangle.org, Girls on the Run, GOTRTriangle.org. Tell us about yourself, because you came to this program 6 months ago, but you have had an incredible career hitherto as well. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I came from a very different background. I've worked to promote women's and girls' leadership since I was 13. Before I came to Girls on the Run, I founded and ran a national program to combat human trafficking. And before that, worked with women leaders in post-conflict countries. So countries coming out of war. I worked in Afghanistan, Liberia, all around the world, to really build the confidence of women, because I have found that girls 8 to 88 need to work on identifying and celebrating and activating that inner strength. So I kept joking that I needed to work with rainbows and glitter for a while and found Girls on the Run. But in all seriousness, I think that this Girls on the Run is a unique program because, again, girls from any demographic, every demographic, need that support, and that's to the support from their peers and support from other adults to recognize that they are unique and they have strengths and they can make positive choices in their life. And they're our future leaders, but they're our current leaders. And again, they can make an impact now. And one of the best things that I've seen just in the 6 months is that the impact that the girls have in the classroom, in the community. We are hearing from school administrators, principals, that they are changing the culture of the classroom. And so by investing in our girls, they are changing our entire community, and that's really powerful.
And I think it's really significant that someone like you, who's founded national organizations, looks at a program like Girls on the Run, because there are a lot of nonprofit, there are a lot of programs, leadership programs out there, but to look at a program like this and say, that's the one,
right?
That's really significant.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So are you ready for Kids Q?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This question is for all. Here is today's Kids Q question. Here's the 90-degree turn. If you could paint your bedroom walls however you wanted, what would you paint on the walls? I'm going with rainbows and glitter. I think that's really cool.
You took the words
right
out of my mouth. And I have four children under eight. I think they would also decide that my bedroom should be rainbows and glitter. So yeah, I'm going to go that. Maybe throw in a few unicorns.
I like that. Yeah. Rainbows, glitter, and unicorns. Done. That's it. That was the easiest, fastest, like, reach consensus Kids Q question ever. Hey, if you're listening out there and you're driving around, or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. And if you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We've got Lynn Nealon here in the studio. GOTRtriangle.org is the website for Girls on the Run of the Triangle. What else do people need to know about Girls on the Run? If you're listening out there and you are a girl who wants to be on the run, or if you're a parent or you know someone, how do you get involved?
So right now, we really depend on our coach volunteers. They're the ones who lead those sessions. And so right now, we're recruiting for coaches, women of over 18, any fitness level. All you need to do is be committed to empowering and improving the lives of girls around the triangle. Girls can start signing up. Open registration is August 24th. We have locations all over the Triangle area, so I encourage you to sign up as a coach, invite someone to be a coach, sign up a girl you love, and as always, we are a nonprofit, and a third of our girls do depend on scholarships. So if you're, please support us and go to Girls on the Run Triangle, GOTRtriangle.org, and we hope to see you in the fall.
And you don't have to be apprehensive about that 5K because you
not
did it for the first time,
I am not
right?
a runner. Yeah. I am not a runner. I never thought I would be. I kept joking that it was on my bucket list to never run an organized event. And my first 5K that I had ever been at was the Girls on the Run 5K in April. And I did do a slow run, but I made it. And you know, again, having worked in women's empowerment for, you know, 20 or so years, that was one of the most incredible events I've ever participated in my life, literally. And so we have the 5K coming up December 8th, and then again, our 5K in April. So yes, you do not need to run.
GOTRtriangle.org, Girls on the Run. GOTRtriangle.org is the website. Go there, find out more, sign up to volunteer. And if you've got someone in your life who can get into this program and benefit, sign them up too. Lynn Nealon, thank you so much for being
with
us today.